It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Good morning, Wade Harris, who's the owner and operator of the Raleigh Firebirds. So happy to have you on, Wade. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Man, doing well. Talking to you, we're doing great, man. That's fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and introduce you. Introduce us to the guests you have on this morning.
Yes, sir. We have Gian Brown, who is the manager of ticket sales for the Greensboro Swarm, which is our Charlotte Hornets G League team. And as you know, the Firebirds players, you know, aspire to someday maybe play in the G League and hopefully maybe overseas or even in the NBA. And so we feel these relationships that we're beginning to develop with that next level team here in North Carolina just makes a lot of sense. And you know, he's fired up. He really is passionate about sports and all about bringing the game to life, one fan experience at a time. And that's, you know, aligned with our goals at Firebirds.
Well, good morning, Gian. Talk about, if you will, a little bit why it's important that you guys, the Greensboro Swarm, connect with the Raleigh Firebirds in this partnership.
Good morning, Sports Shop. I appreciate you guys having me out. Wade, of course, thank you, man. Buzz and K-Mac, nice meeting you guys. I think this is the start of something pretty, pretty special. Wade Harris is a season ticket holder with the Greensboro Swarm, so he comes and checks us out at our field house for our games season long, and we are always pumped to have him out, and he's part of that excitement, part of our energetic crowd, and he's part of that Swarm family. And so we got to thinking, you know, when's y'all season? And our season is usually in the fall and spring, and their season is usually, you know, in the spring, summer, going into the fall. So here's the opportunity for me to, you know, come check you guys out and see what we can do as a community. To make sure that, you know, basketball country is still representing our basketball talent, whether it's the Greensboro Swarm or the Raleigh Firebirds.
Outstanding. We're talking with Wade Harris from the Raleigh Firebirds on Firebird Friday, same thing we do each and every day. Talking about the Swarm, real quickly, a lot of people are probably listening to say, I think I know about the Swarm, but tell them a little bit more about the Greensboro Swarm so they can come out and support as well.
Absolutely. Well, it starts with the Charlotte Hornets. We are the G League affiliate of that team. So it's a developmental league where they come to Greensboro to work on their game, improve, and eventually make their, you know, their NBA dreams. So we're located in Greensboro, North Carolina. We play on the campus of the Greensboro Coliseum in their annex called the Field House. Season long, we have about 24 games where we show up and we show down and we show out. It's pretty fun. It's NBA talent right in our backyard here in Greensboro.
Oh, man, we are rocking and rolling to have a great conversation on Firebirds Friday. Wade, have we to date, I think a couple of guys from the Raleigh Firebirds, I noticed for a fact, some of them had tryouts for some of the G League teams. Is that correct?
They did. We had four guys from last year's team have the opportunity to go and try out with G League teams. They unfortunately didn't make it, but one of those four guys ended up going to Iraq and playing and just got back in Shaq Dance and now joined our team to make this push. So, you know, there's opportunities for us working with the Swarm to get guys exposure, and maybe it doesn't mean that they get a shot to play in the G League, but that exposure can springboard them to a great career, a great job overseas.
Oh, man. So in terms of the Swarm, you guys got, obviously, don't you still have, like, two-way players, like some guys that may play in Greensboro that may get called up back and forth down to Charlotte for the Hornets?
So last season we had two first-rounders, James Booknight and Kai Jones. They played significant minutes here in Greensboro with us, and listen, they put on a show. JT Thor also came and joined our Hornets family last year, and he was there putting up minutes as well. And here's the great news. We just had our lottery pick this past weekend. We have two more first-rounders. So the future is bright. So Hornet Sports Entertainment, I'm super excited. I'm super stoked. We have two more first-rounders that are coming in part of our Hornets family. And who knows? I mean, that next Greensboro Swarm superstar can be, you know, right at your toes. You could be right there in the midst of the action when you come to the Greensboro Swarm game, and the future is there, and you get to be a part of their process, their journey, and it starts now.
And how can people get season tickets for you guys?
Absolutely. Well, I'm the manager of ticket sales, so I'm responsible for every seat in our field house. So okay. If our fans are having a great time, I'm having an excellent time. If they're having a bad time, that means I got some work to do. So our season ticket memberships are on sale now.
Okay.
You can go to our website, GreensboroGSOSwarm.com, and also reach out to me. We have a team full of expert account executives who act as a concierge, who walk you through the whole process and make sure not even once we lock your seats in, that come game time, you guys are well taken care of. So our season ticket memberships are on sale now. Definitely be on the lookout for our social media tags, and we keep everybody a part of the community up to date with the latest 411.
Oh, man, that's unbelievable, man. Hey, and I'm so happy to have you on. We got to get down there, K-Mac, and check some
I was just thinking about
yeah,
that.
We got to do that.
When he said, well taken care of, you know, that's my speed right there. I'm all in.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that, man. And I'm so happy you guys have established the relationship with the Firebirds, of course, that we support and we love. Wade, what we got coming up this weekend?
Yeah, well, we play tonight at home against the Huntsville, Alabama team that is right behind us. We locked down in third spot last weekend by winning two games. And Gian's coming out to the game tonight, so we're excited that, you know, we'll have Greensboro Swarm in the building helping us bring that energy. And K-Mac, wanted to touch base with you because, you know, we're getting ready for the playoffs, and, you know, I'm going to have another conversation with Coach McKinnon about maybe we can bring you on board as we go down the stretch.
Yeah, so I've been stretching. And so I've been working on my free throws, and actually, okay, just to be honest with you, I've been watching a lot of basketball lately, so I think I'm ready.
because you've been watching it?
Right.
You're confident now.
Yeah, I'm confident now. I mean, I watched some stuff Steph was doing. I said, I got that.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
That's funny. Wait, guys.
Appreciate it.
We'll definitely be out there. Hey, Deion, thank you for coming on, man. We'll be reaching out. And Wade, as always, keep on what you're doing, man.
Go Firebirds.
Let's go. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me out.
No problem.
We get to see you guys tonight. Firebirds, listen, you guys got something special in your backyard. So, Raleigh, I want to see you guys out there. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Virgin Cigars is a full-throttle sponsor for the 15th annual Raleigh Pink Ribbon Ride. It's on June 12th at Scooters Grill and Bar. This is a motorcycle ride to benefit One of Us organization. Registration starts at 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the ride starts at 11 a.m. Pre-registration for one rider is $25 and $40 for a rider and a passenger. $25 day of the event, lunch and music, silent auction, 50-50 raffles, giveaways. All of the above. Join us and support this cause. Go to virgincigarsnc.com for more information.
Oh, man, it's going to be a great event. Make sure you go out to support it. So, getting back on the topic at hand.
Dun, 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 dun.
Nick Saban
dun,
making,
dun,
dun. My opinion, stupid comments.
Eh.
I'm not sure it was calculated. I can tell you he didn't realize he's going to get this kind of response.
Well,
because maybe he's trying to say something different. I'm not sure what he was trying to say. I can't speak for him, but, you know, he should have left.
He came out.
Kept his mouth
he came out
on,
and,
on
you
that
know,
one.
And addressed it somewhat.
Yeah.
He didn't take anything back other than the fact he shouldn't have mentioned schools or names.
Right. Right.
But what he said is what he said.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're out here paying people. And if you want to be in this game, we got to pay too.
And really, like Perini just texted and said, that's what he was trying to say, but he could have said that at a.
without saying you cheating.
You're right.
Whoa.
He could have said, you know, hey,
whoa.
Money is getting all this great talent. We got to up our money so we can continue to have to get great talent right here.
But now, what's not or should never have been part of the NIL conversation is this scenario. Head coach K-Mac is recruiting D.O. Reese.
Yeah.
Top talent out of Birmingham, Alabama.
Inslee High School.
Inslee?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go to Inslee. Went to the other one. What's the other one?
No, I ain't go to the other one. I went to Inslee. But now it's J.O. now, so it's all the same thing.
Out of Inslee High School. And I go and I say, hey, we want to get the Earl Reese.
Right.
But then he's supposed to be going to Tennessee.
Right.
We got to keep him home.
Right.
So we go to the Ford dealership.
Yep.
And tell the Ford guy, say, listen, we can get Reese.
Yeah.
All we need is get his mom and dad an F-250.
Not the F-250.
F-250.
That's it.
You stupid.
We get the F-250.
Just one.
And we get that F-250 because we got the rest of it covered.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think we can get it.
I think we can get it. But
they say, oh, well, you know what? If he comes to school here, I think we can sign him to a deal.
Yeah.
D.R. Reese says, you know what? Alabama, here I come.
Yep.
Guess what happens?
What happens?
D.R. Reese gets the largest F-250 deal in the history of NIL. 250s for everybody.
You get a 250. You get a 250.
You get a 250.
Everybody get one. 250 for everybody.
Wow.
NIL wasn't designed to be able to do that.
Right.
NIL was designed for D.R. Reese to be playing at the University of Alabama at Tuscaloosa, choosing not to go to Tennessee, have a breakout year, and they selling D.R. Reese jerseys all over the place.
Yeah.
And you get a 250.
But you're speaking to what Nick Saban was talking about then.
That's right.
Right.
But they ain't changed the rule yet.
Yeah.
Don't call me a cheater if that ain't the rule.
Right.
Cause you know what I'm saying? Don't call me a cheater.
It's all above board. It's open season.
Don't call me a cheater.
So Nick, because you guys ain't got the paper. Like anyway, we got a lot of talk.
Oh, no,
about,
he had the money.
But it wasn't organized right.
It hadn't been released.
It hadn't been released yet. You know, it's still in pending mode. Anyway, hey, you know what? Regardless of what you do, I always bet on black. And we do it right now. Let's do
Show
it.
Show me the money.
It must be the money.
What's up, Ian? What's up, man? What we got real quick this morning? I know you got some good stuff for us. What's going on?
I'll tell you this. My sources say K-Mac going to Firebirds. There'll be favorites coming into the postseason. So,
wait a minute. You said K-Mac playing for the Firebirds. That'll
be favorite.
Yeah.
You was breaking up a little bit. I was hoping you didn't say that because I know that hell ain't the daily game.
What do you mean?
Huh?
I'm just telling you what Vegas is telling me. That's what Vegas is telling me.
Hey, look, I could be just like P.J. Tucker.
You can.
I could forearm somebody with the best of
them. Because your dad's on the score.
That's all he do. He's an enforcer.
But tonight, you know, we got the Warriors versus Dallas. They put that spread up a little too high for me. So I would definitely take Dallas tonight. They got the spread at 6.5. 6.5. I feel like that game one was like a fill-out game.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. And Dallas is comfortable with this position, too. They've been down in all the series. They're comfortable right now.
Okay. But Ian, real quickly, though, but I think they figure out they can go boxing one and play zone, and Luka struggled with that kind of scenario, the Dallas as a whole.
Yeah.
He did, but Dallas missed a lot of wide-open shots,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they did.
They shot 43 3-pointers, which is stupid. Ridiculous.
They're trying to play.
And they missed at least 30 of them.
I know.
But they're going to do better tonight. Guarantee that.
So take Dallas. Take the point spread is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I would take the spread tonight.
Okay. Who you think is going to win?
I think Golden State will take it tonight. So they'll go up 2-0.
Okay.
And then Dallas will take the next two coming back home.
No, sir. No, sir.
Man, I don't know.
Golden State losing twice to Dallas?
Nah. See, Golden State can win in Dallas. See, they can win in Dallas.
This series going to go distance.
You think so?
Now, when you say distance, you referring to 7 games, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm saying 7 games.
Yeah. I don't know what you be doing late at night.
I know.
You need to stop.
I like that.
Because you be off.
Hey, drink a coffee before you call us next time, man.
7 games? Seven games. This Dallas team is going to take the Golden State Warriors that won't have no injuries, nothing else, 7 games.
Yes, 7 games.
Hey, see, Ian, we talked about yesterday, the difference between Golden State and all other teams that's left, maybe Boston, but they just got more dudes, man. They got more guys that can get 20 if they need to get 20. They got more of them on their team than any other team has.
I agree.
Okay.
I totally agree with that. Okay. But there's a monster on that other team, too. And Jason Kidd is really showing how great of a coach he is as well.
Pregnant said, Dallas may get swept. He didn't know what the hell you're talking about.
I mean, you try to say, okay, now you've seen Luka. How many points you think Luka got to put up?
50.
In order for that to be the case. You think, hold on, let me ask you another question. Which team do you think is better? A Memphis team with a healthy Ja Morant or Dallas. Dallas?
Now, if we had Dallas with Tim Hardaway Jr.?
Well, we don't.
Damn, y'all, Tim Hardaway Jr. He ain't played
we speaking hypothetically.
Last summer.
We witnessed Ja Morant playing against Golden State in this
year.
Now. So that's why I'm using that, because we know what that team looks like with Ja on the floor playing against Golden State.
Correct. Yeah. I like Dallas because Luka's a better player than Ja Morant.
So that's going to be an interesting conversation, what you just said. Hey,
you hide next Friday now. I know it's holiday weekend, but
have you been asleep since last night? Yeah, he dropped all kind of. So Luka, I don't know.
Luka's better than Ja Morant.
I don't know, man. That's a good one. He may be right, Mac.
Luka's better than Ja Morant.
Yes.
Okay.
Hands down.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, you straight. Wait, let's be careful. Not hands down.
No. Let him go on out there.
I would say this real quickly. I think Memphis could trade Ja Morant and get another veteran, and they'll be a better basketball team. This is my opinion.
Oh, that's an inside take.
Well, no, that's an outside foolish take.
I know that sounds crazy, but Mac. They get a season.
Did you just pull a Nick Saban in here?
I think I did. They buy players.
Man, I don't even understand what you're trying to say right now.
Man. Now, hey, we're going to talk about that one day. We've got one of a slow day. We're going to talk about that.
I do got to say this. I did say when Ja and Zion came out, I did say Ja was going to be rookie of the year. You know, just want to throw that caveat out there.
Yeah, but you said Luka's better.
You're confusing me, man. Yeah. Hey, you say that. You used to say something smart. Now you say stuff that they so
right.
smart.
Go back to sleep.
I don't know what you're saying. Go back to
sleep,
man.
Bye. Go back to sleep.
Poor shot. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right. Goodbye. Now, I'm going to get you.
Hey, I'm still on this. They got to get rid of Jock and a seasoned veteran.
Come on. What you playing, Vicky? Right. Come on now.
Deion Reese came back. Lady V behind the glass. Take us out. I need a break.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.